In Delaware, from the CFNR Newsroom, I'm Sabrina Spencer. The 65th All-Native Basketball Tournament is making history this year with the introduction of a women's master division for players 35 and up. CFNR News spoke with Coach Noah Ganu of the New Ianch Women's Master Sonics about what this milestone means for the community, how his team is preparing, and the future of women's basketball at the tournament.
My name is Noah Ganu. I'm the coach for the New Ianch Master Sonics ladies.
The Women's Master Division this year is special because it is the first time at All Native Basketball Tournament. So what does this mean for the team and the women in the community?
Definitely is a great opportunity and one that has been missed over the years. And I'm happy that the committee realized that there is enough room for another division in there. What it means, what's the meaning of that? It's, I think it has a profound and incredible meaning. It's the first inaugural tournament with a ladies' masters division. And as we all know, the ladies are the backbone of women's basketball, 100% from our grandmothers, our aunties, and our moms, our sisters that all come out to support us. So, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to be a part of it. And the ladies that I'm coaching, they're a great group of ladies.
So how do you prepare your team for such a competitive tournament like All Native?
Like anywhere, I think it all begins in the gym. It all begins with the physical, building up on your physical abilities, and then capitalizing on those. And then I think a lot of good communication and teamwork, team talk, help a lot in carrying their team forward. What else do we do to prepare? I guess it just aside from that, the mental preparedness that has to be there. A lot of these ladies perhaps haven't played in many, many years. Being at the division for ladies is so, there's so much competition there. There's so many ladies moving up that we find a ladies division usually dominated by younger ladies, but now we have a division just for our ladies 35 and up, which I think is beautiful. And so being mentally prepared for that, coming onto the court, having all the crowds around you and cheering on both sides for you and against you. We had to prepare for that a bit too as well. And we did that by going through some tournaments around the NAS and around the area. So.
And do you find, like, for having the women's master, 35 and up, a lot of these women are mothers. So do you find, like, any problems, or did that help them with playing?
The way that I see it is, yes, what you brought up is a very important, point when it comes to women's basketball. The fact that you can play in a league and go to the same tournament now, and you could be of an age where at some point you weren't able to get on and play because you were older, right? And your time had come. And you had to make room for other players to move up. But now, you've got a new, brand new division to move into, and the division is wide open. We've only seen a fraction of the teams entered on this tournament. I think in the next year and the year after that, it's only going to grow. And the message that that sends, again, I think is building strong communities, number one. And that's what basketball does, is it brings strong, builds strong, healthy communities.
And any advice for any future coaches, as this is the inaugural, hopefully we'll get more teams and stuff joining next year. What advice would you give to someone who wants to get involved in coaching women's basketball, especially at the master level?
Okay. Well, to be honest, I don't know how well I am to answer that. This is my very first coaching assignment. I jumped on the team about a month and a half ago. If I were to give some advice out there, use that time. I would look at it in this sense, is that after 35 years, I think that our women know how to play basketball. They've learned that part of the basketball. Where I think we need to really put the attention is on our physical attributes and our ability to play the game and to not get hurt. So to build a strong team first, right, that's resilient, and then you can go on next to making goals, championships, and whatever.
Anything else you'd like to share or add at all?
Yeah, I think you need to make another master's division for men. The one that starts from 35 and up, you need a 50 and up. for some of us older guys, because I'm about to be 50 and in a few short years, and I would love to be able to step in a division where I'm young again.
That was Coach Noah Ganu of the New Iange Master Sonics sharing his thoughts on the first ever women's master division at the All-Native Basketball Tournament. With strong community support and growing interest, this new division is expected to expand in years to come. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.